During one of my training sessions, I was made aware of the story of an employee who tragically lost his daughter to a sudden asthmatic attack. And through the whole process where he was struggling emotionally, getting over this personal tragedy, his manager was very supportive of him throughout the whole process, both emotionally and financially as well. And through it all, he felt very strengthened and supported. And the end result was this manager had within his team a very, very loyal person. This particular case just illustrates so well the definition of loyalty, which is using difficult times to demonstrate my commitment to those I serve. Loyalty, it's a two-way commitment street. Most of the time, we as leaders and managers complain of employees who come and go. But I hope that we can take a more reflective look at this character quality of loyalty. Loyalty, it's reflective of what we invest into our team members. In fact, loyalty, it's a reflection not so much of our company's compensation structure as much as it reflects on the culture of the company. You may be familiar with this saying, which goes this way. It says that while people join companies, they leave managers. They may join a company, but when they leave, it is usually because of a certain someone. And that's where the culture of the company must be something that we deliberately design and that we intentionally build. We cannot just leave the culture of an organization to chance and expect the leaders of an organization to align themselves automatically. Left on our own, we tend to gravitate towards our own comfort zone. So let's come back to loyalty. What does it take to bring or to build loyalty in an organization? Number one, I believe it has to do with a mindset from the leaders in wanting to take the initiative to demonstrate their commitment to those under their care. Since loyalty is a two-way commitment street, it must flow both ways. So the natural question to ask is, who should show the commitment first, the boss or the employee? Well, the answer is this. The one who is more matured should take the initiative in demonstrating that commitment. And guess who is the more matured one? Well, you guessed it correctly. So, loyalty, it's almost like an act of sowing. We will reap loyalty once we sow care. We will reap loyalty once we demonstrate commitment, especially during tough times. And this commitment shown regularly to our employees will begin to form a certain culture in your organization that is difficult to duplicate. And when this bond is strong, people will not leave the organization just for a few, you know, extra hundred ringgit or a few hundred dollars. They would think twice, three times, four times before leaving your team because that culture is so strong. And they know they cannot find this culture anywhere else. So the big question is culture. Can the culture of an organization be measured? Can we take a snapshot of the culture and decide what we can do to bridge the gap to create a stronger sense of loyalty? The answer is yes. Culture can be assessed and it can be measured to a certain degree if you break it down in terms of character competencies. Solutions are available and it can be found on my website, performancebycharacter.com. Again, this is Joseph Tan here at performancebycharacter.com, and you will find there on the website a practical solution called the Merit Culture CQ.